Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Larry Thomas, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld, and I just want to say, no soup for you, Mr. Media!
So much media. So little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and see us. And the show is brought to you today on iPhones, Android, Palm, and BlackBerry by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. Mr. Media is also sponsored by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of the world's number one Chuck fan, my daughter Rachel, St. Petersburg, Florida. So, a week ago, I was concerned that this interview might be tinged in sadness. Was it possible, that NBC's rollicking good fun spy rom-com, boy, that's a lot, huh? Chuck might not be back for a fourth season next fall. But then the clouds parted, the sun shone. Oh, yeah, and NBC renewed Chuck, too. Now, there are a couple must-see TV shows for which our entire family enjoys gathering around in front of the television these days. There's Lost and Modern Family on ABC, Big Bang Theory on CBS, 30 Rock and The Office on NBC. But the one my daughter and I especially enjoy above all others is Chuck. If you've never seen Chuck, here's a quick preview of the May 24th two-hour season finale.
A lot's happened on Chuck this season.
The guy that I killed is back from the dead.
And as everyone's secrets come out,
Chuck,
it all comes together in one
Alex,
mind-blowing
I'm your father.
Two-hour season finale.
The flashes are getting worse. Where's my sister?
You have to choose who you want to protect.
Any plan of bombs blow up the store and blow the whole place up.
You have one good flash left?
Save the best for last.
The season finale of Chuck, next Monday, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
God, I love that show. You know, one of the perks of hosting this show is getting the opportunity to interview men and women whose work I enjoy. And I'm delighted to welcome back for a second show the man who puts the stir in the Chuck House band, Jeffster. The actor who brings Buy More sales associate Lester Patel to life, Vic Sahay. Vic, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Bob, thank you so much. It's very glad to be back.
Glad to have you. I know you're a little under the weather,
changed
so we especially
you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot's changed for you since we last spoke. Live and Skype and all this stuff. You've grown in your power.
I have. That's true. Yes. I'll just agree.
Congratulations.
I don't know what to say. Hey, congratulations on getting season four. Very excited for you guys.
Thank you. I'm kind of over the moon about it. I feel like this, for some reason, this year, more than even last year, I was packing it in. I wasn't sure that we were going to be back. Maybe because, you know, after the enormous, incredible fan campaign that happened between 2 and 3, you know, our numbers didn't quadruple, and, you know, it wouldn't have been unfathomable that NBC would have said, all right, boys, all right, people, all right, guys, let's pack it in. But,
you know,
another
network I could believe might not have stuck with the show so long, but
right.
NBC, for all of its mistakes, you know, the Jay Leno show, for example, Southland, there have been times in its history, going back to Hill Street Blues, when it has just, someone there has stood up for a quality show and a good show, and there seems to be somebody up there who really likes you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the great things about what NBC does, is they seem that you're right, they have a history of sticking with shows. I think that's sort of the lore, the tale, you know, of Seinfeld, isn't it? That I think their first few seasons were, I don't know about dismal, but not great. And they just believed in it, And by season, I don't know what it was, four or something, it struck fire.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead, Bob.
Well,
let's assume you go first.
Thank you, Vic. Hey, are there, after next season, will there be enough episodes for Chuck to go into syndication?
I think we would need at least one more half season.
Huh.
I think that's how it works. Now, I don't know, but I think the number, I think, is 100 episodes. But I've heard, actually, that depends on many factors, which I don't understand at all. But I think that it wouldn't just be one more season. It would have to be at least a half-fifth season.
Okay.
I mean,
or maybe an extended order for next season.
Right, exactly.
Got it. Well, because I'm anticipating, just me personally, I have no inside knowledge, but that one of the things that will eventually really propel this show is when it starts appearing in repeats on a Sci-Fi Network or TBS or something where people are being exposed to it, like, daily, and they're going, oh, my God, I can't believe I haven't been watching this show already.
Right, right. Well, you're probably absolutely right, and again, I have no knowledge of that stuff either, but, you know, I guess the irony is that to get to that place where you're exposing it, you need to be exposed enough to get there. So it's a bit of a catch-22 in and of itself there.
I know we were, in our house, we were very surprised that we had never seen or heard of a sci-fi show called Eureka, which
mm-hmm.
has a lot of the same kind of charm and romance and action that Chuck does. It's very similar in many ways. And
right. When
we discovered it, we were like slapping our heads, and we went back to Netflix, and we ordered the discs, and we watched from the beginning and caught up. And it was the same kind of thing. And it's just one of those shows that people need to discover. I believe that very strongly.
Right. And Eureka, I think the Sci-Fi Network is a member of the NBC Universal kind of family. So it's
mm-hmm.
it's got a number of fantastic shows that need more exposure.
That's right. I keep hoping that there'll be a crossover between Chuck and Eureka. It seems like the characteristics would be there to make a nice match. But if you want to cross anyone, you can suggest that.
All right. Let's just get through the next season. Is that okay with you, Bob, before we start crossing over?
All right, fair enough. But I'm hopeful. I see it building. I don't see it slowing down.
Good.
So much change this year, pretty much for all the characters. Were you happy with the various arcs for Lester and Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously, since the last time we spoke, Jester, I don't think it was the Jester last time we spoke. I can't quite remember, but I think that Jester came up after that. Am I wrong?
You know, you might be right about that. Yeah, because I don't remember talking about it the last time.
Yeah, and so obviously the invent of Jester has been an incredibly huge part of Jeff and Lester's journey, if you will. And it's been one of the most exhilarating and petrifying and incredible things that I've gotten to do as an actor, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So am I happy? Absolutely.
Well, and you and Scott Krinsky, who plays Jeff, even got to in on some spy action this season.
Yeah, every once in a while we get a little bit. You know, I mean, the great thing about the spy action that happened this season in terms of Jeff and Lester is that we kind of got to see how actually brilliant they could be at it.
Mm-hmm.
Even working kind of through their ignorance as to what exactly they were doing, they were able to track down Shaw when nobody else could. So, hopefully, and I have no knowledge, that could lead somewhere.
Well, the debate in our house about the show this season has been about Morgan becoming
right.
a spy, Morgan Grimes, Josh Gomez's character, whether that was a step a little too far. But
mm-hmm.
My daughter and I think it's working. My wife, she's not so sure, you know?
Oh yeah. Now, when your wife says it's a little too far, in what regard is she referring?
She thinks pairing Josh Gomez's character with Adam Baldwin's character for some comic relief. That maybe Jeff and Lester were enough comic relief as a team that the show didn't need a second team.
A second team. I see. Right. Right. Well, it's a valid point. Josh Gomez and Adam Baldwin in and of themselves are such a hilarious mixture that, you know, I'm glad personally, you know, that I got to see a little bit of it. You know, whether it works full-time story-wise, we'll have to see, I guess. I mean, maybe your wife's right. I don't want to go against your wife, Bob.
Well, let me ask you one more thing, and then we'll take a break. And,
okay.
I'm kind of wondering, in the next-to-last episode of this season, Lester and Jeff are on the outs, and Jeffster has been reduced to Jeff and a question mark. Are they really breaking up that band of ours?
Well, you know, I think the implication at the end of that episode was there was a reconciliation, that after hearing about dreams and Big Mike and Earth, Wind, Fire, and Rain, I think Lester sort of came back on board.
Good, good. So we can imagine what might be in the finale. And I want to talk to you about the season finale.
Okay.
But right
I'm
now,
gonna
let's
tell you
let's
nothing.
A,
you know that, Bob, right? We're going to have a lot of empty silence on the phone right now because I'm going to tell you nothing. But it'll be amusement.
Well, hold on to that silence for a second, Vic. Let's take a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio Interview with Chuck Starr, Vic Sahay, and we'll be right back.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
What's all the buzz on chataboutit.com? On the Tax Trouble Help Show, Lynn Ford and Mike Porter can help solve your tax problems. And maybe you'll even laugh a little at some of their humor on taxes and life.
And the IRS is expanding. I was thinking about it. I was like, the IRS is pretty much like Walmart. Like, no matter where you go, you can find them. And a lot of times, you end up giving them more money than you expected.
The Tax Trouble Help Show, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on your computer at chataboutit.com.
Well, this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio Interview with Chuck Starr, Vic Sahay. Vic, I've got some more questions for you, but we have a special call coming in. My daughter Rachel and her friend Electa, and I think Electa's sister Hannah, are supposed to be studying for finals right now. However, they got very excited when they heard that you were going to be on the phone, and I believe we have Electa on the line with a question for you. Electa, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Electa.
Go ahead.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Sorry, she's a little nervous.
All right, well, me too, so we're all nervous.
Okay, well, she's too nervous to ask. Really, then ask the question, Electa. Come on. What is it like to work with Jeff?
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think it would be like to work with Jeff?
Really fun and funny.
It is fun and it's funny and it's crazy, and the actor who plays Jeff Scott is a sweet, good, nice guy. So all of his incredibly creepy, weird, insane stuff is balanced out by what a really nice guy he is. So it's fun, and it's you know, keeps me on edge, and it's, you know, it's a joy. It's a real joy, to be honest with you.
Good question, Alecta. And Alecta, did Rachel want to ask a question while you guys are on the line?
Yeah, I actually have two, but I'm not sure which one to ask.
Ask them both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do you ever, like, crack up whenever Jeff is hitting on a girl in the store?
I often crack up, and I often also run screaming because it's so disgusting and off-putting that I can't bear to be around it. But, when he does that stuff, it's so funny. So, yeah, I'm often trying to fight laughter.
Okay, and also, is it really you singing?
It is me.
Really?
For better or for worse. You know, I can't say it's great, but I can say it. That is me singing those songs. So I'm sorry about that.
Honestly, I always thought it was really good singing.
Really? I love you for saying that. I love you for saying that. I really appreciate it. It's really tough work for me because I'm not a singer and I've never really done anything like that. So thank you. You have made my week.
Well, girls, thank you so much for calling in. Now get back to your study,
guys. And don't worry about the studying. Go out. It's a beautiful
stop.
Okay.
Stop talking now, Vic.
I will take that to heart. Thank you.
All right, good. You're welcome.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Vic, what you don't know is during the first half of the show, while you and I were talking, we ran some video of you and Scott Krinsky, you guys as Jeffster, at Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
Last year. We didn't run the audio because we didn't have the rights to the song, but
you were
playing a Queen song.
Yeah, it was the Fat Bottom Girls.
Right. Very cool. Very, very cool. So let me come back to the issue of the two-hour finale. Last season, when it seemed that the future of the show was in some doubt, the season finale, it wrapped up, it tied up a lot of loose ends, and at the same time, it kicked out the barn door, so to speak, and let the animals out with Chuck, Zachary Levi's character, getting these incredible abilities. It looks like, from the preview of the season finale on May 24th, 8 p.m., 2 hours, that, again, the producers were looking to tie up a lot of loose ends and probably, again, let all the animals loose at the end.
I think the animals come loose in a big, big way is what I'll say about the finale. I think that it's a very, very good thing that we got a fourth season because, yes, a lot gets tied up, but there is this show explodes out in directions and opens up barn doors, as you say, and all kinds of different shaped, sized, colored, you know, mutations of animals go running that are going to open up many questions, I think, and it's a good thing we're going into a fourth season because this mythology deepens in a very, very big way.
I'm very excited to hear that. Now, it may seem that everybody but Vic Sahai's character, Lester, gets a little action on Chuck, but the following clip from an early episode will remind longtime fans that even Lester has had an up-close and personal moment with Chuck's girl, Sarah. Take a look at this.
Larry, what can I get for you?
Lester, I want to say I'm sorry to hear about you and Chuck. And if you needed someone to talk to, I'm here for you.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Want to catch a movie? Grab a bite.
You're asking me out a day after I broke up with your friend.
Oh, Sarah, love me more, Sarah.
You know what you seem like to me?
Mm.
A man who knows what he wants.
Oh.
Sure, you know, we could go through all the motions. Coffee, movie, dinner. Or we could just skip all of that nonsense and I could just devour you right here. Sure, hold up.
It's an interesting thought. Let me think about that proposition. Your feet seem to have slipped on the seat. Is that Jeff? Calling me? I will be right there, Jeff! I'm just gonna...
What about that movie?
That had to be fun to shoot.
It was hysterical, and Yvonne was just, I mean, she began to show that not only is she that beautiful and that good at the action and the drama, but she can do comedy. So it's very very disconcerting when someone can do all of that.
And the great thing about her is the guys are so busy looking at her that even if she couldn't act, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't really matter, and yet
no.
She can, so... she's got it all, that little brat.
Now, earlier today when I was talking to my daughter about the interview tonight, mm-hmm. one of the things she said to me was, and I'm surprised she didn't ask you this, but one of the things she said to me is, why do the writers keep having Lester hit on girls when everybody knows he's never going to succeed?
First of all, what makes your daughter think that Lester's never going to succeed? That is a judgment call. secondly, I think it's because Lester, I mean, I think we talked about this a little bit last time. He's got a delicate heart beneath his bluster and awkwardness and rage, you know, and I really believe he's lonely and he wants a girlfriend badly. And so I think that he will be, even though he's no good at it and very, very offensive often, he will be relentless in that pursuit.
Have you raised the issue of getting Lester a date?
Well, I haven't raised the issue of getting him a date, but, you know, because I'm enjoying his attempts right now. I cannot imagine who that girl would be. I would go out with Lester and actually find that soft spot inside him. She would have to be an angel or a train wreck, really.
Didn't Jeff have a sister?
Jeff does have a sister. I don't think anybody, including the desperate Lester, would want to go there.
I see. All right. Well, before we wrap up, I know you've been busy shooting a new movie. Can you tell us anything about it?
Yeah, it's a completely different genre, I guess, than Chuck. It's called Afghan Luke and the Burgundy of Hash, of all things. And it's a Canadian independent film about war journalists, really, war correspondents who go to Afghanistan in pursuit of a certain angle on the war there. And I play a Canadian journalist who works for the New York Times, who is just this personification of excellence, this elite kind of guy who can do no wrong and gets into serious trouble over there. And we shot that in you know, Halifax, Nova Scotia and British Columbia, kind of northern interior BC, in this place called Cache Creek and Ashcroft. And it was an extraordinary experience. It was just mind-blowing. Nick Stahl is the lead guy, and it was just completely all-consuming. And, you know, I don't want to say too much about it, but because I'm not allowed to, quite frankly, but it's, you know, has the potential to be something quite wild, I think.
And do you have any other work lined up between now and when Chuck starts shooting again?
Work, no. I mean, I've done a couple of workshops on some romantic comedy, actually, that I've been offered, and I'm not sure when that'll shoot. It's they're kind of hoping it's maybe to be able to shoot before the end of the year, if not early next year. There's a kind of misfit love story that has been written with me in mind in Canada as well. So there's a few things, the sticks are in the fire, And until then, you know, I'm starting to gear up to get back into the old shirt, tie, and pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, folks, listen, you can catch the two-hour season finale of one of my favorite and my daughter Rachel's favorite shows, Chuck, on NBC this Monday, May 24th at 8 p.m. And you can order seasons 1, 2, and or 3 on DVD at MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. Vic, I know you're feeling a little under the weather today, but it is always a delight to have you. I hope maybe we can get you back during next season, talk a little earlier about the season, and always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for being
always
with us.
Always happy to do it, Bob. I really appreciate you talking to me, and absolutely, let's do it again.
That'd be great. You take care and be well.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV sitcom stars, including Josh Gomez, Scott Krinsky, and the first interview with Vic Sahay, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. And, folks, you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you there, no syncing needed, and no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. And downloading is easy, so go to Stitcher.com and check out the App Store, or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MrMedia for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Please do that. And if you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Always appreciate when you spend a little time with Mr. Media. Come back and hear us, see us real soon. Bye, everybody.